Hi, everyone. Welcome to Global Voice. My name is Jeff.
My name is Emily.
And today we're going to be talking about the article, Agave, a Cash Crop for the Future. So today we're talking about agave, which is a plant that you may have heard of before, maybe you haven't, but it's this plant that grows in hot, dry environments, especially in the Americas, so like in Mexico, Central America, South America. And agave is... despite maybe not having this name that people recognize, it's definitely an important cash crop for people who grow it. So a cash crop is just some sort of plant that people grow to make a lot of money. So they're growing it because they can grow it in large quantities and sell it. And, you know, you have these huge plantations where people can grow this. So agave is special because it has a lot of practical uses. And the other thing is that it grows in environments that typically are not hospitable for other crops, like, for example, corn or rice or wheat. These other very important crops, they just don't grow in these environments. But fortunately, we can make some agricultural use out of this land. Think like the middle of the desert, for example. They grow in, these agaves, they grow in sort of the same environment that a cactus might grow. And so a lot of people think of agave as being a type of cactus. Technically it's not, but it's the same sort of concept. It's a plant that doesn't require too much water, and you can grow it in a dry environment. So agave is a plant that, I associate it with just tequila, which is a type of liquor that's made from fermenting agave and then, of course, distilling it into a high alcohol content beverage. And so tequila is a very popular alcoholic beverage worldwide, and it's used for a lot of famous cocktails that people enjoy, or you could just do like straight shots of it as well. So you can buy it anywhere in the world, and it's mostly made in Mexico or these other places where agave grows. So that's kind of, at least in my experience, that's what I associate with agave. And so, of course, we're going to mention tequila in the article later, but we're also going to talk about some of the other uses that agave has. It's used for basically, it's high in sugar content, basically, and you can use it as a sweetener, and you can use it to produce ethanol for not just alcoholic beverages, but alcohol for things like hand sanitizers, stuff like that, whenever you need any kind of alcohol for industrial purposes. And it can also be used as an alternative to fossil fuels, just like, for example, corn ethanol is used as maybe an alternative or a supplement to these dirty fossil fuels. You can use agave to create fuel as well. So that's another very important use. It's just an interesting article that gives a little bit of appreciation to a plant that most people don't think of, or if they do think of it, all they think about is simply tequila. All right, so what do you know about agave?
Not too much. I mean, I've heard of it before, and I guess I'm probably more familiar with succulents in general, not really any specific type of them, because they're a pretty popular plant, right?
So what is a succulent?
I mean, it's those plants that you don't have to water very often, because they store water very well. They have, like, these thick leaves, and they're found in dry places, usually. And so, for a lot of people, myself included, who maybe aren't the best at caring for plants, succulents are like a pretty good plant to buy if you want to have a little greenery in your house, since they're pretty hard to kill.
Yes, that's funny, because I bought a cactus once and I killed it.
Oh, you killed a cactus.
Yeah, I didn't water it enough.
Yeah, I guess you have to know the watering schedule, right?
I mean, I guess you have to water it at least every once in a while.
Occasionally water.
I killed a bonsai, too.
Oh, sad. Yeah, I have a succulent that I've had it over a year now, so I'm pretty happy that it's still alive.
Okay, so now that I know what a succulent is, I think, yeah, I've seen a lot of people, like, in, like, offices and stuff, put them on their desks.
Yeah, they're a good office plant, I think, because, yeah, you don't have to water them like every day.
Right, like, you can go home for the weekend, and you don't have to take it with you.
Yeah, they won't die over the weekend if they don't get some water.
So that's pretty cool. And that makes sense. And they look cool, also, a lot of them. I've seen, like, different colors and different shapes. They don't always look like your typical houseplant.
Yeah, they're kind of fun-looking, and if you touch them, they have an interesting texture since they have these, you know, thick leaves that store their water. And so, yeah, they're kind of different than just having flowers or something in your home. Like, they give it a little character.
Thick leaves and sometimes, like, spikes.
Yeah.
I guess, I never really thought about it, but I guess that's because they have so much water inside of them in a dry place. They have a lot of animals and stuff that go after them.
Oh, yeah, so they have to have defenses, right, like spikes or just having thick leaves.
Because that's like what they say. I mean, I've seen movies. They say that cactuses or other succulents can be a good source of water if you're stranded out in the wilderness.
Yeah, though I wouldn't know the first thing about cracking open a cactus. What about you?
No, I mean I've seen it. It's just, you know, they're edible in lots of cases, and just they store a lot of water, apparently. But, you know, I've seen, like, the TV shows, like the survival TV shows, and again, I wouldn't know the first thing either about how to identify, like, a safe, because some of them, I'm sure they're poisonous.
Yeah, or they just have too many spikes your hands.
Yeah, you can't really grip them and get that kind of, like, that torque to snap them open. But I guess if you are out in the desert and you do find a cactus or a similar thing like agave or aloe, that's a place you could look for water. And so just keep that in mind. But anyway, we're going to talk in the first half about just some of the biological features of these plants and the agave plants, and just talk about where they grow, how they grow, what type of environments that they live in. Because I guess, I don't know, like, exactly how this works. If you tried to grow, obviously, if you tried to grow, like, wheat or corn in the desert, you wouldn't be able to. But, you know, I don't know if an agave or similar plant, if you tried to grow it somewhere else, would it, I guess they drink too much water and they explode or something?
Yeah, maybe they're most suited for those types of hot, dry environments. So my guess, I mean, I'm not certain, but my guess would be you can't really go planting crops of agave here in Taiwan just because it's so humid here.
Right, so they probably, it's just kind of the nature of any kind of organism. It's amazing that you can have a plant or animal or bacteria living in a really, really harsh condition that most organisms couldn't survive in, but then you give them this tropical paradise and they just die because they're not suited for that. So I guess that explains why agaves haven't taken over the world as an invasive species. So it's pretty interesting. I like this article. It's pretty educational, and you can learn something about plants, specifically this one plant that I think is underappreciated. So let's go ahead and start reading the article, Agave, a Cash Crop for the Future.